Governor Peary, Secretary Ickes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad to come back to Virginia. The creation of this park is one part of our great program of husbandry, the joint husbandry of human resources and natural resources. In every part of the country, local and state and federal authorities are engaged in preserving and developing our heritage of natural resources. And in this work, they are equally conserving our priceless heritage of human values by giving to hundreds of thousands of men the opportunity of making an honest living. I have seen this work in progress, for I came here 2 years ago. I have seen it in progress in many other parts of the land. And so I can say, I think, from first-hand evidence, that the product of the labor of the men of the Civilian Conservation Corps who have opened up the Shenandoah National Park and other parks to the use and the enjoyment of our citizens, that product is as significant as though instead of working for the government, they had been working in a mill or in a factory. They have a right to be as proud of their labor here as if they had been engaged in private employment. In bygone years, we have seen, even we of this generation, have seen the terrible tragedy of our age, the tragedy of waste. Waste of our people. The waste of our land. It is neither the will nor the destiny, and I think that has been sufficiently proved, neither the will nor the destiny of our nation, that this waste of human and material resources should continue any longer. That was the compelling reason that led us to put our idle people to the task of ending the waste of our land. Think of it. The thousands of young men, their involuntary idleness 3 years ago, that ended when they came here to the camps on the Blue Ridge. And since then, they have not been idle. Today, they've ended more than their own idleness. They've ended the idleness of the Shenandoah National Park. It is going to be a busy and a useful place in the years to come, just as the work of these young men will, I am very confident, lead them to busy and useful lives in the years to come. Our country is going to need many other young men as they come to manhood, need them for work like this, for other Shenandoahs. Is it a dream? Or perhaps will I be accused of an exaggerated passion for planning if I paint for you a picture? You who are here know of the great usefulness to humanity which this Skyline Drive achieves from now on, and of the greater usefulness which its extension south through Virginia and North Carolina and Tennessee to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park We know what that will achieve. And in almost every other part of the Union, there is a similar need for recreational areas, for pathways that will give men and women of moderate means the opportunity, the invigoration, and the luxury of touring and camping amid scenes of great natural beauty like this. All across the nation, when it's 3,000 miles, at this time of the year, and in many parts of the nation at all times of the year, people are starting out on their vacations. Vacations to be spent in part or in whole or in national and state parks. These people will put up at roadside camps or pitch their tents under the stars with an open fire to cook by, with the smell of the woods and the wind in the trees. They will forget the rush and the strain of all the other long weeks of the year, and for a short time at least, the days will be good for their bodies and good for their souls. Once more, they will lay hold of the perspective that comes to men and women who every morning and every night can lift up their eyes to Mother Nature. There is merit for all of us in the ancient tale of mythology, the tale of the giant Antaeus, who every time that he touched his Mother Earth arose with strength renewed 100-fold. This park, therefore, together with its many sisters that are coming to completion in every part of our land, is in the largest sense a work of conservation. Through all of them, we are preserving the beauty and the wealth of the hills, the mountains, the plains, the trees, and the streams. Through all of them, we are maintaining useful work for our young men. Through all of them, we are enriching the character and the happiness of our people. We seek to pass on to our children a richer land and a stronger nation. And so, my friends, I now take great pleasure in dedicating Shenandoah National Park, of dedicating it to this and to succeeding generations of Americans for the recreation and for the recreation which we find here.